All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with the last week of Once in a Lifetime until, obviously, September. So, let's get started. Home, sweet home. I'm so fucking tired. Me too. You can sleep with me, Iko. There's a spare mattress. Maybe it's not the most comfortable thing in the world, but while you're looking for something better... That's great. Thank you so much, Lauren. That sounds sexy, but I'm too fucking tired to fantasize. I didn't sleep a minute for the entire flight. Thank you again for letting me stay here until I find another place, Miss Carla. I promise you it'll only be a couple of days at most. Don't worry, Iko. I already told you on the plane you can stay as much as you need. And please, just call me Carla. I will. Thank you very much. Okay, girls, I'm off to bed. Night, bro. Good night. See you tomorrow. Thursday. Ugh. I never thought I'd say this, but damn it, I wish I could go to school. Today we're supposed to start classes again, but I'm still expelled. Grim! Yeah? The school's principal just called to say you've been admitted again. Wow. Damn, that was fast, right? Both you and Lauren. Really? Whoa, that's great. He said there was a misunderstanding. Oh, is that what he said? A misunderstanding? It's kind of weird he said that. Lauren and Judy have already left. Hurry up, you don't want to be late after this. Yes, ma'am. That's fucking great. Although, why would the principal say it was a misunderstanding? It was not, and he seemed pretty upset. Well, anyway, I better hurry up. Let's go. A few minutes later. It's nice to be back. After how hard I worked, it'd been a shame to lose it all. In addition, we're only taking classes today. Tomorrow there's a school field trip to the coast, and the day after tomorrow is already Saturday. Feels good to have a moment of peace in the middle of all this. Hey, girl! Judy! Don't leave me ever again. Haha, I won't. I love your hair. Those pigtails are too cute. Thank you. Tell me everything about Japan. How is the food? Did you see geishas? What did you buy? Did you have new experiences? I'll tell you all about it at lunchtime. It's kind of weird, she says. Did you have new experiences? Like, that's just kind of generic as hell. Deal. Aha, it sounds like they haven't seen each other in months. Oh my god! Huh? Grim! What the fuck? Tom? My friend, how are you? You have no idea how much I've missed you. Really? Looks like the secondary effects of the amnesia spray haven't worn off. Yes, you are the only one who seeks peace as hard as me. The best friends ever. Yep, that's me. I'm going to an anti-war march this Saturday. Do you want to come? I'd love to, but I have plans. Sorry. No problem, buddy. We'll get together one of these days. You make this world a better place. Thanks, Tom. Oh, that cocksucker's back. I thought he was expelled. Go home, you fucking loser. Ha ha ha. Ignore that. Well, I gotta go. I'll see you later, bestie. Okay, bye, Tom. Well, I'm glad you're back at school, bro. Thanks, Judy. Me too. By the way, this Saturday we're going to Magnus's mansion, aren't we? That's correct. It's about time we find this damn grimoire. Have you been able to contact Asmodeus? Nope, but don't worry. We don't need him. I have everything under control. We can rent a car for the weekend. I know where the mansion is located, and there's a small town with a hostel very close to it. We can spend the night there. A car? And who's going to drive? You don't have a license, haha. Don't worry, I've driven Dad's car a few times. Okay, I trust you. Road trip. Nobody but me knows the grimoire of Magnus is there, so we shouldn't have any unforeseen challenge. Alright, sounds good to me. Everything will be okay, you'll see. I'm sure of it. I gotta go now. I'll see you later. Bye. Bye. Famous last words, right? Okay, it's time for class. Hey, Grim. All good, buddy? Hey, Tom. Yeah, awesome. I'll see you in class. Sure. What a nice guy Tom has become with the spray. I'm glad I did that. Anyway, let's go. A few hours later. All right, that's it for today. I'm glad to see you're all right. We have the field trip to the beach tomorrow, so be on time. Really? If you pay attention and finish the work, you'll have time to swim on the beach before leaving. Before you leave, I'd like to introduce you to your new classmates who have been visiting the school today. They come from our exchange student program and they'll start tomorrow. Please make them feel at home. First, welcome Aiko. She comes from Japan, although she's been moving around a lot. Man, she's hot! Hey, she looks good in uniform. Please, Aiko, introduce yourself. What? Oh yeah, I'm Aiko. Very nice to meet you. I come from Japan, and yeah, I can't wait to start. Thank you. Oh, okay. Thank you, Aiko. And our second student comes from Norway. Welcome, Oliver. Ah, thank you, Rebecca. As our beloved teacher said, my name is Oliver, and I'm Norwegian, although I've been spending summers here for some years. Oh my God, he's so cute. I must say, I'm already impressed by this town, by both the beauty of its landscapes and the people who live here. I really hope I can get along with all of you. If anyone wants to talk or come to my house after school, my door is always open. Okay, I don't need your life story, jeez. That was great, thank you, Oliver. Alright, you can leave now, I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye, Miss Wilson. Okay, I guess I'd better be getting home. Well, look who's back. Back again. Hey, Jasmine. Was everything all right while I was gone? Was I missed around here? Not much, you know. It wasn't a big loss. And what about your dad, the day at the train? Well, he seemed a little disoriented. I think he suspects something. Well, the Moloch issue seems to be under control for now. I've been avoiding him since then, to be honest. That mustn't be hard in a 3,000 square meter house. Haha, I guess not. Maybe you should come and pay a visit someday. Jasmine, weren't we going to the alley? Mika and Susan are already there. And what the fuck are you doing talking to this wanker? I can talk to whomever I like, Jason. So fuck off. Yeah, I know, Jasmine. It's just that I already lost Tom because this sucker did something to him. Maybe Tom left because he realized that you're a bunch of lazy stoners. Are you coming or not? Nah, I'm gonna pass. I'm going home. Say hi to Mika for me. Okay. Bye, Grim. I'll see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow, Jazz. Huh? Why is the new guy talking to Lauren? What is he trying to do? What was his name? Oliver? Is he reciting the multiplication tables or what? Well, I guess that's none of my business. Lauren's living her life and I'm living mine. I'll be on my way. Well, time to go home. I'm going home to study. That'll be best. Tomorrow there's a field trip to the seashore, and I haven't prepared anything yet. I still need to do a lot of work. In the meantime... Carla! Dr. Monroe! Long time no see! True! I've been sending you emails, but you didn't answer. Really? I received nothing. But to be honest, I've been very busy lately. Maybe I didn't see them. Why are you here? Is something wrong? Not at all. It's just that my mother had a bad heart, and I get a blood test every few months since there's a genetic factor. Prevention is key. That's quite true. Well, it was nice to see you, Carla. Give my regards to your family. I will. Goodbye, Dr. Monroe. I wonder if that's a reference to the island of Dr. Monroe. I don't know. His name was Monroe, but maybe there's a connection there. Well, Carla, we already have the results. Ah, Dr. Books, is everything all right? Yes, everything's fine. RBCs, WBCs, metabolites, cholesterol, all good. That's great. That's always a relief. Seriously, I've seen 18-year-old girls with worse results. You stay young. Aha, thank you, doctor. Was that a cat? Taking a deep breath. Ah, nice. I love the sea. It's been a while since I went to the beach. Mr. Johnson, can we go for a swim? Yes, you've got half an hour, but I want everybody on the bus at 3. We ought to be back at school in about half an hour. Yes, I'll take the chance to take a dip too. I'm going to change. Really? Okay, but don't take your eyes off of them. These little demons can make a mess in seconds. Of course. I enjoy one-day field trips. Rebecca makes them very entertaining. She knows how to teach. And besides, when we're finished, we always have some free time. And speaking of free time, I should go find the girls. Ah, what a nice day today. First beach day of the year, right, Lauren? About this bikini you bought me, Judy. Isn't it neat? No. Can't you see? It's too small. It squeezes my tits. Did you buy a D cup like I asked? Nonsense. I think it fits you perfectly, sis. You look so hot. What size did you get? Maybe a couple of sizes smaller, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that you're smoking. I look ridiculous. Looks like my tits are gonna pop out any minute. No, trust me. When you have a chest like that, you have to show it off. If you say so. Oh my god. Lauren's bikini. So hot. What I do to her right now. I'll go find Iris. See you later, sis. Okay, I'm gonna catch a few rays. Cool. Oh, mama, look at that. God, this is embarrassing. This is the last time I let Judy buy me clothes. Man, maybe in another life. Oh yeah, look at that. I'm a lucky guy. Why are you lucky exactly? Mind your own business, buddy. I'm just admiring the view. Although, soon I'll be doing much more than that. What the fuck you talking about? You have zero chance of scoring here. We'll see about that. Ahem. Hey, Lauren. Do you want me to put some lotion on your back? The sun's strong. Okay. Thanks, Oliver. No problem, Lauren. Haha, see you, loser. Enjoy the friend zone. Son of a bitch. Things with Lauren are colder every day. But this Oliver, come on. Anyway, I'm gonna take a dip. So yeah, I definitely recommend watching it. Sounds good. Is it on Netflix? Yeah, but just the first 2 seasons. Hi, I'm sorry to interrupt, girls. But I saw the 2 most beautiful girls in school sitting alone and I just had to invite them to a drink. After mustering the courage to come and talk to you, of course. So they're serving alcohol and like, I don't even know what kind of school they have, right? So, which one is it going to be? Royal Wizard Daiquiri or Flaming Tequila Sunrise? I thought this was a school trip. I'm not taking no for an answer. Really? Is it for me? Thank you, Oliver. Aha, nice. No problem, pretty girl. Come with me. I saw a place where we can enjoy our drinks. Okay. Wow, Jack, looking good. Where are you taking that rock? Hi, Grim. I was just jogging around the beach with some extra weight. I was about to swim to the island now. Wow, that looks quite far. Well, it's not that one. The one I'm going to can't be seen from the shore. I can't stop my training. Not now. He's trying to beat Goku, obviously. Ah! It was nice to see you, Grim. Nice seeing you too, Jack. That amnesia spray's infecting him in weird ways, but hey, at least he looks happy. Remember, your body can stand anything. It's your mind that sets your limits. I'll remember that. Bye, Jack. I'll see you Monday. Goodbye. Jack! Wow! You look even better than yesterday! Are you going to swim? Can I come with you? Please, 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 please.
Enough, woman. I have told you several times that I do not have time for worldly things. Farewell. Hop.
Jack, come back. Don't leave me here. I love you. Hey, having fun?
Huh?
Rebecca. Wow, you look so sexy. Oh, really?
Yes, I'm sure.
It'll be better if Principal Johnson doesn't see you, or he's gonna start complaining as always. Haha, yeah, tell me about it. He started asking everybody to go to the bus. Screaming, of course. Oh, are we leaving already? Yes, I'm afraid so. We must meet the schedule. Alright then, time to go home. I'll be on the bus, Miss Wilson. Thanks, Grim.
A few hours later.
Alright, girls. We leave tomorrow morning. Are you ready for another adventure? Yes! Okay, tomorrow I'll get up early and I'll go get the rental car. I'll wait for you at Arnside Street, 9 o'clock, Arnside Street, 9 o'clock a.m. Damn, it's like addressing Charlie's Angels here. Go get packed and don't be late. Okie dokie. Lauren, come to my room. Yesterday I bought us matching outfits for tomorrow. Did you buy them at the same store as my swimsuit from today? No, this time it's fully functional clothing. I'd like to see what you mean by functional. Alright, Grim, we're ready. One more adventure. I should go to bed early today. I'll watch a couple episodes of that new show. Saturday. Interesting. Okay, I already have the car. Once Judy and Lauren arrive, we can leave. We're on time. Hi, bro. Whoa, looks like you came prepared for war. Yeah, haha. I bought it in the cosplay shop I always go to. Plus, it came with full accessories. And, yes, we even have a couple of walkie-talkies. I have one and Lauren the other. I gotta say that out of all the weird outfits you bought for me, this is one of my favorites. It's comfy, it's practical, and it looks badass. I told you. And besides, I got a big discount for buying more than two tops. More than two? Who's the third one for? Jumping off the roof. Holy shit! Well, well, well. Going somewhere? Well, the grimoire, we must find the... And you were gonna leave me here? Really? Do I have to remind you that I knew about the Sons of Astaroth for years before you did? That my uncle was Azazel, one of the five princes, that I shot him for you? I know. For this very reason, I didn't want you to get in any more trouble. You suffered enough. I can stand this and much more. And besides, you need me. Your combat skills are still unpolished. And well, Lauren wants me to come too. Yes, I do. See? I want you to come more than anyone, Aiko, but it's dangerous. We're already in too deep, but you... Look, I'm completely responsible for my own actions, but if you don't want me to come, I understand. I'm fine with both options. So, I'll only ask you once. Do you want to come... Do you want me to come... Of course I want you on the team, Aiko. Okay, you win. Let's kick some asses. Thank God, I thought you were going to leave me here for a moment. Oh, so the angry and careless facade was just an act? Just a bit. Okay then, if there are no more last minute surprises, we can go. Well, I think we're ready, ladies. Wait, I have something for you too. A super cool new outfit. Oh, really? Thanks, Judy. It's in the bag. Try it on, try it on. What is this? Oh my God, it looks amazing on you. What's this supposed to be? It's a demon hunter outfit. Very appropriate, but won't it draw too much attention? We're going to a small town in the mountains. We'll draw attention anyway, so let's do it with style. They look like they're going to a cosplay convention. They're going to a small town in the middle of nowhere. Okay, enough talking. Let's hit the road. I present you the four-wheel beast that is taking us to our destination. with a 6-cylinder engine and 30 horsepower. Ta-da! Wow. A minibus? A minibus! Are you sure this is gonna work? Where did you get it? It looks so old and dirty and rusty. It doesn't even have the steering wheel on the right side. Yeah, well, that's because it was manufactured in some Eastern European country. We couldn't afford anything better, so we're short of money. I don't know how much the hotel would cost, so we better save some. All right, let's go. Everybody in. Hop, hop. I call shotgun. Right behind you. Hey, these seats are more comfortable than they looked from the outside. Man, I'm in a minibus with such beautiful girls just for myself. I'm too lucky. Seems like it's an American model because the steering wheel is on the left side, which is usually how it is for American vehicles. Too bad I have no choice to score. I don't know about that. It's just too bad I have no chance to score here, but, you know, choice might be right. I better put on some music. I'm gonna turn on the radio, okay? Sure. Let's see what's playing. This is relaxing. Maybe too much. There are no more stations? I mean, it's some nice chill hop. I'm cool with it. Is that Tchaikovsky's Waltz of the Flowers? Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure it's the best road song. Whoa, rap. That doesn't sound bad. Although, it's not exactly my style. Yeah, that's my style. Alright, we're leaving this station on. That's what I was waiting for, a good metal track. Thanks. How long is the trip? 3 hours, but thanks to me, time will fly by. Haha, sure. I know you too well, girls. You're gonna be sleeping in less than 10 minutes. Oh, really? Maybe you don't know us that well. You're gonna have to put up with us all the way. Okay, cool. Fine by me. Turning on the engine. Alright, let's rock and roll. Is everybody ready? I'm ready. Ready? Sleeping is forbidden. Let's go! The village should be somewhere around here. GPS isn't working. I don't have internet access on my phone anymore. Damn it. It can't be far, but I don't see any detours. Fuck, we don't have much gas left. This fucking road never ends. There's only trees, fog, and... What? Who the fuck was that? Was that real, or am I starting to imagine things? Last gas for 50 miles. Thank God, a gas station. They may give me directions. Okay. Judy, I'm going to this gas station to ask for directions, alright? I'll be right back. What do you mean I'm not bussy enough to dress up as Nami? Okay, let's see if there's anyone here. Jesus fucking Christ. Why is this place so fucking creepy? Is it me or is there more and more fog? I feel something strange here. Hello? Doesn't look like anybody's around. Oh, fucking hell. I hope this is animal blood. Everything's switched on, but there's no one here. Weird. Hello? Hi. I'm sorry, I'll be right out. Oh, thank goodness. Sorry to bother, man. I just parked my van outside. I'm looking for... I think I'm gonna go. You're not. What? You can't leave these woods. No one can. You are already dead. What? You are already dead. God damn it, Randy. How many times must I tell you not to jerk around in the gas station? Ouch! You hurt me, Mom. I'll hurt you even more if you don't stop behaving like a 12-year-old. You're supposed to take care of this place. But no one ever comes in even less than foggy days. I don't care. Shut up and go clean the latrines. Okay. Latrines? Damn, is it the military? Welcome. I'm so sorry. My son likes to scare tourists sometimes. I'm Susanna. Don't worry, but what's with the mask? Oh, that's because we're celebrating spring's feast. Everybody in our village wears these kinds of masks for a week. It's sort of tradition. I guess that makes sense. Oh man, reminds me of the Wicker Man now. Are you just passing through? Well, no. I'm going to North Bruhod, actually, in the original Wicker Man, not the Nick Cage version. That is a blasphemy as far as I'm concerned. Oh, that's our village. Are you planning to stay? Because I'm also running a modest hotel in the center of town. Really? That's wonderful. Can you give me directions? I can get you there right now. God, I was sound asleep. Are we there yet? Good morning, sleepyhead. As a matter of fact, yes. This is Susanna. She has a hostel in the village. Nice. Do you have empty rooms? Yes, I do. In fact, there are no other guests. We only have 3 small rooms, but I guess that's more than enough for you two. Well, there's 4 of us, actually, but yes, there's more than enough. Or, excuse me, that's more than enough. We can share rooms. Excellent. If you follow me, I'll show you the way. However, you must leave your car here. The road to the village is muddy, and it might get stuck in the mud. Sure, no problem. I'll go wake the others. Let me notify my son that I'm leaving, and we can go. Great, we'll follow you. Thank you, ma'am. My pleasure. Did nobody question why there's, like, clearly blood stains on that little cat mask of hers? A few minutes later. Welcome to North Bruhod. I told you it wasn't far away. You see, the village is very small. It doesn't even have 200 inhabitants. But that also makes it the perfect getaway to disconnect. Cool. At least the fog is lifted. Yes, the weather changes quick here. Curious. It's the same in Mistbury, our hometown. Ah, fresh meat. And in the midst of spring feast. Get out of here, Jim. Go freak out someone else. Freak out, I'm just welcoming our new guests. It's been a while since anyone visited this decrepit old place. Are they staying in your hostel? Yes, they are, and you better hope I don't see you around there. Aha, I won't step foot in your filthy hotel. Well, it says hotel here now. Susanna, don't worry. I don't want you there either. Whoa! Amazing! The tourist lady has some superhuman reflexes. Have you trained to do this? Just a bit. Awesome. Do you want to join our gang? We could run this place, you know. Thanks, but I already came with my own gang. Ah, that's too bad. I like the new girl, Jimbo. Yes, quite an interesting group. Okay, get out of here already or I'll call your parents. Of course, Susanna, we're leaving. I'll see you around the town. Sorry about that. These hooligans are always up to something. If they bother you, let me know. Don't worry, we can handle them. Okay. But why is everybody staring at us like that? They've never seen a woman? Yes, I've seen people looking at us from the window, too. They were wearing masks even there. Well, we all used to be kinder, but people are starting to get vexed and fearful because of the mayor. The mayor? What's with him? Don't worry, just town stuff, you know. Everybody is struggling to pay their bills and put some food on the table while he lives in a luxurious house. Everybody thinks he's corrupt. I see. But, well, let's get inside already. This is my hostel, right in the center of town. Please, come in. This is it. I'm sorry for the mess. I haven't had time to fix this place up. Like, bloodstains everywhere. This will do, don't worry. It's, charmingly rustic. I know, it's a bad first impression, but the rooms are clean and well furnished. That's all that matters. We have a total of 3 rooms. Stepping into the corridor, there's a single room to the right, overlooking the square. And to the left, there's another room with 2 more single beds. And finally, there's a basement down the stairs which has been furnished to be used as a room. I got dibs on the room overlooking the square. Then Aiko and I are taking the other room. Nice. I'm gonna take a look and store our things. So, is that basement good enough? If not, Grim could... Don't worry, cutie. It's our best room. It only has a little moisture and some rats, but nothing to worry about. Who doesn't love rats? Okay, then. Well, here's the key to your room. If you need me, I'll be up here. All right. Thank you, Susanna. Hey, not bad. Not bad at all. I was expecting the worst, but it looks quite cozy. There's even a fireplace. It feels so warm. That'll come in handy at night. Okay, let's find the girls and do what we came here to do. No time to lose. A few minutes later. And this is the front door key. Alright, thank you, Susanna. Blech. Is there anything else I can help you with? Well, yeah. Could you tell us exactly where Magnus's mansion is? The mansion of Lord Magnus? Why? You shouldn't go there. No one ever goes near its grounds. Why? They say the place is haunted. And besides, you wouldn't be able to get in even if you wanted to. The mayor boarded up all the doors and windows. The only entrance is the main door, and I guess he has the only key. God damn it. Then I guess we need to talk to the mayor first. He's not receiving visitors. His maid won't let you through if you try to talk to him in his house. Apparently, he hasn't left his house in weeks, and he only receives very specific guests. Ugh, damn it. Why does everything always have to get so complicated? Damn. Well, alright, guys. This is gonna be the end for now. I know. Leaving us at a very interesting point in the story, which we'll pick up in September because it's Animagust next month, and that's when we do all our Eroge-type games. So, at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time with more... Well, I'll see you guys in September with more Once in a Lifetime on Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and stay tuned for the last part of Eternum for this month. And, I'm out.